Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Friday. Welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. We got a great show for you guys today to wrap up the week. We got a lot of money in our pockets thanks to Tyrese Haliburton and the Indiana Pacers cashing that money line for us last night. What a great game one. We will dive into game two, which comes up tomorrow. We also got game two of the Stanley Cup final tonight, which we will talk about as well. We got a great baseball slate on this Friday. Our guy Danny Burke is standing by, going to get his thoughts on that. We'll also give out some plays on the Friday card as well. And then we'll continue looking at some NFL futures. Yesterday, we looked at some of the season-long props that I like for quarterbacks. Today, we'll look at some of the rushing props that I like for the NFL season. And then we'll wrap up everything with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, any comments, any best bets that you guys have for us, let us know. Hit us up at the BetMGM Network on Twitch, on YouTube, on X. Send in your questions. You guys were great with that yesterday. We'll get to them throughout the show. And if you miss any part of the show, make sure you guys check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. You can go back and listen to all of our thoughts on the NBA Finals, Stanley Cup, baseball, all that great stuff. Let's get going. Glasses in session. Here on a Friday, we go to the Glasser guest line and check in with Danny Burke, who joins us once again here on Send It In. Give Danny a follow on X at DannyBurke5. Betting DFS for Stochastic and Odd Shopper as well. And Danny, Friday slate, my friend. We got everybody in action in Major League Baseball. What sticks out to you? What are some of your favorite plays of the day?
Yeah, well, we might as well start at least with a conversation of my Cubbies taking on the Tigers. Big series ahead, and it's really going to be a true test, in my opinion, of what this Cubs offense is made of. You and I were talking off air a little bit about this. I mean, obviously, Skubal getting, scratched, I guess you could say, or withheld, so that he could come and pitch against his Cubs team, and you're getting a really sizable plus price for the Cubs at about plus 150, plus 160 range, with one of the most prolific offenses in baseball going against the best pitcher in baseball. So I don't really have any action per se, but I think it's fascinating to see the Cubs offered at this price and to get a true test of what this offense is capable of. So that at least stands out in terms of a fun game to watch. In terms of games that I'm betting, PJ, I'll rifle through some here. I did take the Yankees on the run line at about plus 114. Walker Buehler's been a bit underwhelming for the Red Sox. He really hasn't been striking out too many batters. His home run to fly ball ratio is very alarming at about 17%. I think the Yankees bats can get to him early and often. And on the other side, Will Warren taking the bump for the Bronx Bombers. I mean, his ERA is concerning at 5.19, but his underlying metrics are indicating he should get back into a strong form here with a 3.82 expected ERA and his xFIP at 3.08. So those are pretty promising numbers. I like the Yankees on the run line. Taking a step, you know, I always feel gross betting with these underperforming squads like the Nationals on a first five money line bet. But I actually like Soroka here. Again, another guy whose ERA is alarming, 5.81. But you look at his expected ERA, 3.45. Zach Spip is at 3.62. 51% ground ball rate. So if he can keep that ball down low, the Nationals can hang in there and then get to Patrick Corbin, who's not too bad himself, but his FIP is at 480 despite his ERA being around 370. So I think there's some concern with Patrick Corbin. I think the Nationals can do a good job in the first half of this game, and I don't really want to have to rely on their bullpen, so that's why I'm going first five money line. And then a little bit of plus money here with the Reds against the Diamondbacks. Now, the Diamondbacks, incredible win yesterday. Broke my heart. Unfortunately, was on the Atlanta Braves. I still have not recovered, PJ. I don't know if I will from that seven-run, ninth-inning loss. But it's a tough turnaround for the Diamondbacks after all of that, right? It's kind of like a roller coaster of emotions. And you're also putting Rodriguez on the bump, who's really not posting any good numbers here. 170 whip, over a 70 ERA, of course, and very low ground ball rate. And then Nick Lodolo on the other side has been pretty strong, 42% ground ball rate. His FIP is under four, low home run to fly ball ratio as well. At Great American Ballpark, that's crucial. I like the plus price here, and I like the Reds at about plus 106 is the price that I snagged him at.
A lot of great stuff there, Danny. You talked about the Braves. Just, I mean, an all-time loss yesterday. They give up seven in the ninth to lose that game. You think they're cooked at this point? I mean, we keep waiting for the Braves to kind of switch that gear. Acuna's back, Strider's back. They just can't quite get going. There's obviously still a lot of season left, and the prices continue to get bigger and bigger for them to win the division, make the playoffs. But was yesterday, was that kind of the final straw for you, Danny, or are you quite not ready to put a pin in the Atlanta Braves just yet?
I mean, it's tough to exaggerate and say, yes, it's completely over for them, because like you mentioned, I mean, they still have all of these star-studded players surrounding this roster, and they're capable of playing extremely well. We're all aware that they just have refused to. And then, yeah, it's like the cherry on top from what happened yesterday. And you heard the manager's comments too, and just all of these things. So look, you're in a tough division to begin with, and the NL is slowly getting better around you in terms of trying to compete for a wild card. So I don't want to say they won't be competitive for large spurts, but I think as early as it is, they've dug themselves a deep enough hole to where, yeah, I'm not willing to invest in them, trust them, or back them in any capacity thinking that they're going to make the postseason. Unless they completely do a 180 and change my mind, I don't want anything to do with this Atlanta team long term.
Makes sense. And then you brought up that Cubs-Tigers series, which should be a great one. Skubal is on the mound today for Detroit going up against the Cubs. Just any quick thoughts on that game today, and also who you like to win that series? You brought it up, how much fun it should be to watch. Really a great litmus test for both teams at this point in the season. But just a thought on that game, and then also maybe who you like to win the series this weekend in Detroit.
Yeah, and again, you know, as a diehard Cubs fan, I'm certainly rooting for them to win, but this just kind of has the classic writings of a Cubs series here where they've gotten all of us fans' hopes up to this point, and then you get a real deal matchup here against Skubal and some other good pitchers, and this is where it could be kind of a mundane series, pretty boring, but where the Tigers can etch them out because they have the much better bullpen. That's what it's probably going to come down to here. I mean, you know, we'll see what Ben Brown can produce. Big frame, 6'6", very volatile pitcher, though. He's capable of great outings, but also capable of just absolutely imploding. And, you know, again, like PJ, looking at it, the price is very tempting for the Cubs at like plus 160, plus 170, wherever you're shopping. I think the Tigers do win, but I don't want to lay the run line with them or that expensive money line price. So I'm kind of staying back. I'd maybe flirt with a strikeout prop with Skubal under 7.5 Ks. And the reason I'd go under is because obviously it's high, and rightfully so. He's the best pitcher in baseball. But the Cubs have done a really good job at limiting the K rate against lefties. They're at about 19%. So toward the top of Major League Baseball, I think we could look at the under there. And one thing I did want to add too, it's not like it's an ultimate test. Like, yes, the Cubs have had a very strong schedule up to this point, but this just feels like it has a lot more eyeballs on it, and the pressure is really kind of mounting up to this spot. So that's why it feels like the true test as we've head into June at this point.
We're talking with Danny Burke here on Send It In. Give Danny a follow on X at Danny Burke. Five, betting and DFS for Stochastic and Odd Shoppers as well. Danny, from your team to my team, the Baltimore Orioles, they're finally starting to play some good ball. Yeah. They won six in a row. They swept Seattle here over the last 3 days. Now they have the A's, who, after the Rockies swept, the A's might be the worst team in baseball at the moment with the losing streak that they're on. What do you think? Obviously, there's about 100 games left. The Orioles' pitching has been much better the last couple of weeks. The lineup is starting to get hot. Do you think that this team maybe has a run in them to potentially get into the playoff picture?
So I think they definitely have a run in them, PJ. I mean, I think the public sentiment was that there was going to be a regression for Baltimore because they really didn't do much with that pitching staff, and you lost a crucial piece in that area, and the division was going to get better. The AL, still very tough, but you know, this offense is still very solid all throughout, 1 through 9. We know that they could come alive at any given point. So I think, yes, there is going to be a run there. Will it come to the point where they make the postseason? Probably not, just because, again, that division is incredibly tough. There's no weak links, really. And same with the American League in general. Everybody's fighting for a spot. There's limited spaces to fill for the wild card. And because of this slow start, as early as it is, yeah, it's going to be a detriment to a team like Baltimore that is going to have to rely on that pitching that has gotten better but is not really going to be great realistically. So, again, I think they will get in those bunches where they can have that fire and you can bet on them from a game-to-game basis. But, again, long-term, just like Atlanta, no thank you.
Yeah, favorite tonight in Sacramento going up against the A's, -135. Danny, before we let you go, we always ask you this when you're on, just kind of looking at the futures market here, first week of June. Any current bets that stick out to you? It could be Cy Young, MVP, Rookie of the Year, team future, anything that you like at the moment you think maybe worth a bet.
Yeah, a few things stand out. How about Robbie Ray, you know, with the numbers he's put up right now, and he's still getting dealt out, what, around like 25-1, something like that? So, I mean, if you think he can keep that sustainable, then obviously looking back, that price is going to be phenomenal on him. Logan Webb has a nod right now. He's got a little bit better numbers, but doesn't have the wins like Ray does, and that's the classic story of Logan Webb. But keep an eye on those guys. Not that I am betting this one, but for people who are falling in love with PCA, if you think he's going to have a good series against the Tigers and he can be sustainable with his offensive production, I would bet him now before this series against the Tigers. I'm not saying he's going to have a great series, but if anybody has been teetering about it and you think he will perform well, this is the time to do it, even though obviously you could have got much better numbers preseason. But if you want to get involved, it's like 15-1, 12-1 right now. If he does good against the Tigers, he may move to single digits. It's crazy as that seems to say out loud, PJ.
I mean, it's a great call, right? Especially tonight with Scooble going up against him and Tucker. That could be some shifting there in those markets, depending on how that game goes tonight. Danny Burke joining us here on Send It In. Give him a follow on X at DannyBurke5. Betting and DFS for Stochastic and Odd Shopper joins us all the time here throughout the summer talking baseball on Send It In. Danny, always appreciate the time, man. Have a great weekend. We'll catch up again soon.
Sounds like a plan. Take care, PJ.
Yes, sir. All right, guys, let's keep it rolling here on Send It In as we continue talking baseball here on this Friday. I'm real quick checking the chats to see if you guys have anything. Hey, Pete, Shawnee Sharp here, long time, first time. How about my sirs? But with that being said, Thunder -4.5 first quarter has to be a lock. Also think the Pacers keep chucking threes, so I think you can pick an Indiana guard you like to go over their threes. Go O's. Look at our guy, Shawnee Sharp. Even when he's off, he's still listening to the show, giving us comments. Absolutely love it. We will talk about the NBA Finals here coming up in a moment because there are a lot of plays that I do like in Game 2 and the Stanley Cup Final as well. But as for baseball today, you guys, we got the Marlins and Rays currently going on. Tampa -160 favorite against the Marlins, who obviously just got swept by the Rockies. So you wonder where the Marlins are at psychologically going into that series. Phillies are at the Pirates today, taking on Pittsburgh. Joe Ross against Bailey Falter. Not a great pitching matchup. Joe Ross is like the worst starting pitcher for Philadelphia. Interesting spot, though, because the Pirates had a rain delay last night against the Astros. That game didn't go off until 10 p.m. Eastern time. Now it's a quick turnaround against Philadelphia, who's also traveling from Toronto. They had a getaway day. Kind of like the under. Feels like with these two pitchers, you maybe want to go over, but I think both teams are a little sluggish today. So I would look at under 9 in Pirates and Phillies. Rangers and Nationals today in D.C. with a total of 9. Patrick Corbin on the mound against Michael Soroka. Corbin makes his return to D.C., going up against the Nationals, and he's obviously been pitching much better this year for Texas. With that being said, even though this lineup and a lot of the Nats players haven't been teammates with Patrick Corbin, the coaching staff, front office, knows him very well, and they should create a good game plan tonight to get some good at-bats off of Corbin. The Nats' offense has been pretty good here as of late, so I would look at under 17.5 outs tonight for Patrick Corbin. I'd also look at the Nationals on the money line at plus 100. Red Sox and Yankees tonight in the Bronx. Yanks minus 200 on the money line. Will Warren going up against Walker Buehler with a total of 9. Think this money line price is too high with Will Warren. If Carlos Rodon was pitching, if Max Fried was pitching, that'd be one thing. Will Warren, though, Boston, obviously this is a rivalry game. Red Sox tend to play pretty well in Yankee Stadium. I'll go with Boston at plus 165. D-backs in Cincinnati today taking on the Reds. You got Eduardo Rodriguez going up against Nick Lodolo. I'm going to pass on that game. Nothing for me there. Cubs and Tigers. Now, this is going to be a good one today and also this series. Ben Brown going up against Tarik Skubal. You guys, I love the Chicago Cubs today at plus 145, and I'll tell you why. We talked about this earlier in the week. The Tigers are messing with kind of the baseball gods right now. They could have. Skubal was scheduled to start on Tuesday, I believe, or Wednesday against the White Sox. But because the Tigers were playing the White Sox and they had the series against the Cubs upcoming, the Tigers decided, yeah, we're not going to throw Skubal against the White Sox. Instead, we're going to save him against the Cubbies because that's obviously, in theory, going to be a tougher game, and we want the best pitcher in baseball throwing against arguably the best lineup in baseball. Well, when the Tigers didn't start Skubal, they lost 8-1 to the White Sox. So wouldn't it just be so baseball? Wouldn't it be just poetry if the Tigers, who decided not to start Skubal against the White Sox, instead start him today and end up losing both of the games? Think it makes perfect sense. And honestly, I'm rooting for that to happen because Detroit shouldn't have done that. So give me the Cubbies at plus 155. Astros and Guardians today in Cleveland. You got Gordon and Logan Allen on the mound today for both of those teams. Cleveland at home, getting them as home dogs. I love it. Again, keep in mind, Pirates-Astros last night, right? That game doesn't end till like 12:30 Eastern time. Get on a flight, go to Cleveland. Tough spot for the Stros. Give me Cleveland at plus 105. Royals and White Sox, Seth Lugo on the mound today, making his second start, coming back from that injury. Lugo's been really consistent for the Royals the last couple years, been really solid. I'll take Kansas City at minus 150. Padres in Milwaukee taking on the Brewers today. I'm going to pass on that one. Blue Jays and Twins, Bailey Ober on the mound for Minnesota. Blue Jays have not yet decided who they want to start today, and quite frankly, I don't think it really matters because Bailey Ober's at home, and his splits when he's home versus road are quite different. 2.32 ERA at home for Bailey Ober. On the road, his ERA is close to 5, so I'll take Minnesota money line at minus 160. Dodgers and Cardinals in St. Louis today. You got Sonny Gray on the mound for St. Louis, and the Cardinals are favored against the Dodgers. You obviously don't get the Dodgers very much as underdogs. Think that's a stinky line. It's telling you something. Give me St. Louis. Mets and Rockies in Colorado today. Senzatella is on the mound for Colorado. God, has he been bad this season. Senga, meanwhile, on the mound for the Mets. He's been terrific this season. Feels like the Mets are absolutely going to kill him. Mariners and Angels in Anaheim tonight. Mariners got swept by the O's, looking to bounce back with Bryce Miller on the mound. I think they do that. I'll take Seattle at minus 135. Orioles and Athletics. So the O's are playing good ball, right? They won 6 straight, 9 of their last 11. This is one of those games, though, that I'm very concerned about. They're facing a left-handed pitcher in J.P. Sears. The O's are 3-11 this year against left-handed pitching. On top of that, you got the hottest team in baseball in Baltimore versus the coldest team in baseball in the A's, who've lost like 19 of their last 21 games. The money line's only minus 135, makes me a little bit nervous. I kind of like the over, and I'd look at the A's as well. And then Braves and Giants tonight in San Francisco. I like Atlanta to bounce back after just that crazy loss yesterday to Arizona. You got Schwellenbach on the mound. I think they take care of business. So give me Atlanta minus 135 against the Giants. All right, let's talk some NBA and some NHL. Stanley Cup, a little playoff peach here on Send It In. I mean, what a game last night, right? Indiana does it again. How can they keep getting away with this? What's so amazing about the Pacers is That game last night felt like OKC was in control the entire way, up by like 20, 25 points. But it was always like at that 10 to 12 to 13 point range. Indiana never let it get to like 16 or 17 points, and they always kept it within striking distance. And this is what we kept talking about all week. While in game one, if you either bet Indiana money line or you bet OKC alt line, that's how that game was going to go last night. If it was close, Indiana would just find a way to win it at the end. If OKC was going to win, they were going to blow them out. So now game two is really interesting. People obviously are expecting Oklahoma City to bounce back. The line reflects that. They're 11.5-point favorites. Now down to 10.5 on BetMGM. The total is where I'm looking at, though, and that is 228.5. I really like the over in game two, you guys. It was 230.5 in game one. It goes relatively comfortably under, right? They finished 111, 110, so 221 points. Over was really never a threat unless the game went to overtime. So right away, you buy a little dip, right? It goes to 227.5. But the pace was there. I mean, the pace was there for an over. As you guys know, yesterday on the show, I had the BetMGM special at plus 140 for both teams not to score 50 points in the first half. We ended up cashing that. We talked about the first quarter under. NBA Finals, two inexperienced teams. There'd be some jitters. Indiana trying to get adjusted to OKC's pressure. Everything played out like we thought it would. Even with all that, though, there were so many times I looked up at the score yesterday and I couldn't believe just how many points were on the board. And you saw in the second half, Indiana limited the turnovers, right? I think they only had like 4 or 5 turnovers in the second half. OKC's offense also played much better. So after that game one, especially Indiana getting acclimated to OKC's pressure and that defense, they got adjusted. OKC started getting a little rhythm as well. I like the over, you guys. I think the total should honestly be the same as what it was in game one. The fact that it's shorter than that, I think there's good value. So I'm going over 228.5 in OKC and Indiana. And then as our guy Shawnee Sharp brings up, I'm right with him. Give me the Thunder first quarter -4.5, right? Think about that Knicks-Pacers game when those two teams played, when they had that crazy comeback in game one. Game two, Knicks come out with a ton of energy. They cover the first quarter spread. They cover the first half spread. And then Indiana does what Indiana does, and they come back and win game two as well. I don't think they're going to win this game two, but I do think they're going to make a comeback at some point in the second half. But I like OKC first quarter -4.5 to get off to a good start. So give me Thunder first quarter spread and give me the over in the game at 228.5. As for a couple player props that I would target in game two as well, Miles Turner over 6.5 rebounds is plus 115. His rebounding prop in game one was 5.5. He had 9 rebounds. Now it's 6.5, but we're getting it at plus money. I think the over is a good play there. And then Pascal Siakam, over 18.5 points. I liked his under in game one, barely hit. I think he's going to get his 20 points in game two. You had so many guys for Indiana step up and hit some big shots. Obi Toppin was terrific yesterday, shooting the ball. Miles Turner hit some big shots for them in the fourth quarter as well. They didn't really get a ton, though, off their bench from, like, Mathurin. Shepard had a 3. McConnell chipped in with 9 points, which was unfortunate because we didn't hit our under. But I think this is going to be more a Siakam game in game two. I think if they're going to want to keep it close or if they're going to want to have any chance to win, Siakam's going to need to go nuts like he did in game two against the Knicks where he had like 30 points. So that's what I would look at. That's the guy that I would look at. I go Siakam over points. But the bet that I love right now, you guys, because we talked about this, you can now get the Thunder -1.5 for the series spread at -104. So if OKC wins this series in 5 or 6 games, we cash our bet. And then if it goes to a game 7, then you know what? We lose our bet, but I look forward to betting OKC in that game 7. But I like them series spread right now. I thought this series from the beginning reminded me of Denver and Miami, where Miami won game 1 in that series. Everybody who we all looked at that Miami team as an unbelievable Cinderella story, magical run, but then they were going up against Jokic and the Nuggets, right? Eventually that would run out. And then they won that game 1 and everybody was like, maybe Miami's just going to do it. Maybe they're just going to continue to win all these games. And then the Nuggets won the next 4. And look at the conversation this morning, right? The Pacers. I mean, how do they keep getting away with this? This team is destined. They're just going to win the whole day. They're never out of a game. This team, Halliburton, they're unbelievable. Now's the time to buy in on OKC they win that game 98, 99 times out of 100. They're still the better team. Their defense is terrific. I like them to still win this series in five or six games. Thunder -1.5 series spread at -104. As for game two tonight of the Stanley Cup final, give me the Florida Panthers at -105. Florida's taking a lot of money, you guys. They were +110. +105. Now they're -105. This series is going to be 1-1 headed back to Florida. They had a 2-goal lead in game one before they gave it up. Both goalies, both teams really settled in the third period and overtime once they kind of got the Stanley Cup jitters out of their system. So I also like an under tonight. I think it's a 3-2, maybe even 3-1 game, which I think an under in this series benefits the Panthers. So give me Florida at -105 against Edmonton tonight. I also like on BetMGM, you can bet no goal to be scored in the first 10 minutes. +130, think that's great value. No goal first 10 minutes, +130. I'd look at that as well. All right, a promo from our friends at BetMGM. Stay on the power play with the Stanley Cup Final Odds Boost token. Use your token to get a bigger payout on a winning bet. Let's talk some NFL here on Send It In as we dive into the PJ Pick 5. Yesterday, we looked at quarterback props. Today, we're going to look at some of the rushing props that I like for the upcoming season. And we will start with Josh Allen, under 500.5 rushing yards for the upcoming season. Josh Allen in games with Buffalo. First of all, Josh Allen has gone over this number all 7 years as Bills quarterback. He's rushed for at least 530 yards. So the fact that they're putting it at 500 yards, I think tells you a lot headed into the season. The reason for that is the schedule. Buffalo's going to be big favorites in every... They might be favored in every game they play this season, quite frankly, but they're going to be big favorites in a lot of these games. And I think Josh is at the point in his career where the Bills are going to save him from a lot of these hits. He's still going to have his short yardage runs. He's still going to have his red zone and goal line runs. But Josh just scrambling around, making plays, being reckless with his body, I don't think we see a lot of that because they don't really need him to do that in a lot of the games that they're going to play this season. Give me under 5.5 rushing yards for Josh Allen. How about Ashton Jeanty? We're going over 1,000.5 rushing yards for the Raiders rookie running back. Las Vegas didn't draft Ashton Jeanty at number 6 to not give him the football, right? We know nowadays in the NFL, the shelf life of a running back is not what it once was. But now you got Pete Carroll as your head coach, Chip Kelly as your running back. They did go get Geno Smith as their quarterback, which is certainly going to help him in the passing game. But Jeanty is a workhorse, man. We all saw the numbers, the carries that he put up at Boise State. While he's a rookie and he's fresh and he's still in his prime, man, they're going to give him the rock and they're going to feed him the football. So Ashton Jeanty, if he stays healthy, he's going over 1,000.5 yards. Joe Mixon under rushing touchdowns, under 10.5 rushing touchdowns at -120 is going to be my next bet. Mixon's only gone over this twice in his entire career. He had 11 last year for Houston. But this year, it feels like Mixon getting up there in age just doesn't feel like he's maybe going to stay healthy for all these games. And again, it feels like we're kind of buying at the high price for Joe Mixon. A lot of these numbers that we're seeing are kind of like middle of the pack or maybe like upside of what a guy could do. It feels like this is the absolute sell point on Joe Mixon. A lot of things have to go right for him to score 11, 12, 13 touchdowns this season. So I'll buy the under 10.5 rushing touchdowns for Joe Mixon. How about Josh Jacobs? Let's go over 1,050.5 yards for him for the upcoming season. I mean, Josh Jacobs is a monster, folks. He ran for 1,300 yards for the Packers last season. Green Bay selecting Matthew Golden in the first round and then drafting a receiver for the first time in 20-plus years, I think helps us in this market because now the conversation is healthy Jordan Love. Now they drafted a receiver, want to air it out a little bit more, throw the football. LaFleur is from the Shanahan coaching tree. Still wants to run the football. That's what sets everything else up. He loves Josh Jacobs. Jacobs looked like a beast last year. If he stays healthy, this number's too low. Over 10, 15.5 rushing yards for Josh Jacobs. And then how about Jaden Daniels, the final one? We'll go over 725.5 rushing yards, not 7,000. 725.5 rushing yards for Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels, even though he was an older rookie entering the league, he's still a young guy, entering his prime, and I think still at this point early on in his career, Washington doesn't mind running him as much as, let's say, Buffalo or Baltimore does with their two QBs at this point in their career. And Washington, I mean, you look at their schedule last year, only really one primetime mega game, right? They had the Thursday night game against Philly on a short week, but they had that Sunday night game against Atlanta. Go back and look what Jaden Daniels did from a rushing standpoint in that game. Double-digit carries, over 130 yards rushing. He's going to play in like five or six primetime games this year. And with the lights on, I think Jaden Daniels is going to run around and make some plays. I think this number's too low. I think he's got a chance to rush for like 900, 950, maybe even 1,000 yards this season. So give me the over rushing yards on Jaden Daniels as well. All right, you guys, let's wrap the show. PJ's plays here on Send It In. Real quick, want to see if you guys have any more comments in the chat that you have given me before I wrap up the show here on Send It In. All right, let's start with Going Streaking, and we're going to go with our guy Rowdy Tellez today to get a base hit against Kyle Hendricks and the Angels. Tellez in his career, 9 for 24 against the right-hander. I think this is a great matchup for him. Rowdy hit a home run in the Orioles series. I think he's good for maybe to hit one today as well. So give me Rowdy Tellez in Going Streaking. My prop lock is going to be Patrick Corbin under 17.5 outs today against his former team in the Washington Nationals. Nats are a difficult team to strike out. They work counts. And more importantly, that coaching staff and front office, they know Patrick Corbin very well. I think they formulate a good game plan tonight under 17.5 outs for Patrick Corbin. Dog of the day, give me the Cubbies, plus 150 against Scooble and the Tigers. The Tigers are messing with the baseball gods here, man. They should have started Scooble on Wednesday. Instead, they didn't. They saved him today for against the Cubs. I think it's going to backfire on them. Give me Chicago, plus 150 against Detroit. And then finally, my best bet of the day, Panthers are going to tie up the Stanley Cup final. It's going to be 1-1 headed back to Florida. Give me the Panthers at plus or minus 105 tonight against the Oilers. Once again, Rowdy Tellez is our playing Going Streaking. Patrick Corbin under 17.5 outs. Cubs is our dog of the day. And then the Panthers, our best bet tonight against the Oilers. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.